even though we we're really trying to assist our people in getting through this, right? And I just want to talk about that process. So the Nokosha itself as an organization has its own intake process. So anybody who wants to be part of the program, whether they're referred to an outside agency or not, has to go through the Nokosha intake process, and then they would get an interview for the OHEO program. And like I said earlier, you know, we run 3 programs a year. So what we do is we assess group readiness, you know, meaning that we consider all factors, and maybe we have too many people already accepted into the group. So that's not the end of the road. What it is that they'll be held over on a waiting list for the start of the next group, right? Because we do offer it 3 times a year. So that's a little bit about the eligibility criteria.
Excellent. That sounds pretty good.
We try our best, that's for sure.
And as you said, too, with the, given the conditions that we've had to live under because of the pandemic, you have to adjust things accordingly the way you do things.
So that's what we're doing, right? You know, we're trying to provide all our Oklahoma White people with the ability to access this program, right? So we will be doing it using Zoom. We will be utilizing internet resources in order to be able to do this, you know, while adhering to the social distancing and also the WHO's protocols that they have set forth for us, right? So, you know, having masks and, you know, keeping that distance, you know, sanitizing, that kind of thing, right? So, you know, that's how we're providing this, right? So, you know, we have the ability right now to help our people out using one of the creative ideas we come up with is just supplying iPads during group times, you know, so that they, you know, if anybody doesn't have access, they can come access Wi-Fi and do the program from their car.
Well, that's excellent.
So, you know, we're doing the best that we can to provide the service. We're, you know, like through this entire pandemic so far, Nokosha's been open. You know, and we've been working really hard to maintain that connection to the community, to maintain that connection to our clients, even though we can't be in the same room physically, right? You know, just always reminding the people that, you know, that we're thinking about them, that, you know, you're not just a number when you're a client here, and that, you know, we really care about your entire well-being, you know, not only your mental and emotional well-being, your spiritual well-being, but also your physical well-being. So, you know, we're trying to do a lot of creative things around here to maintain that connection with all our clients and to also maintain that same level of service, right? You know, we're really working hard here to take care of people and be here for the people, right? Because this has been a world-changing event, you know, and it's affected the entire earth, right? Like, I mean, I always hear about these things in history books, or you read about them in the history books, and I wonder what it was like for these people that had gone through these conscious or socially shifting times, right? So to be a part of one, it's been very interesting. It's been a really interesting social experiment, as they call it, right? Just to see how people are coping, how people are getting through this, you know, state of mind, that kind of thing. So, you know, again, I know that's what we try to provide also in our program is tools to help people cope, right? You know, and it sounds kind of funny, but, you know, just teaching people how to breathe. Most times we forget when we're in trauma, when we're in fear, when we're in anxiety, we forget to breathe. But we can just provide little tools like that. Those are the little things that may help the people get through these trying times.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the reality is that we are seeing a spike in family violence. You know, people are stuck at home together. They've been stuck at home together for almost 3 months now. So there is an increase in family violence, domestic violence. So, you know, we've always been here, and we're trying to provide those things. And that's what these kind of programs are trying to provide, the education and awareness, so that we don't have to go that route. You know, so that people know that there's other choices that you can have, or that you can come talk to somebody, or we can have sessions over the phone, and just to until we can get back to, you know, the way it was before, if we do, you know, we don't know what's really going to happen, right? So, you know, that creates a lot of anxiety, that not knowing. So that's what we also provide in the group is coping tools, coping techniques that can help us in that moment to deal with the current crisis, you know, whether that be a pandemic or that's mental, emotional, spiritual health crisis. So that's what we try to do.
Excellent. Before we we let you go, tell us about some of the things that are covered in your group process.
Like I said, we cover what foot family violence is. Again, like I said earlier, we label things, we call things out, we bring education and awareness to what that is. We talk about the impact of family violence. We talk about intergenerational trauma, meaning, you know, the effect of residential school has had on our people, have had on the family unit, have had on our parenting. We talk about, we also bring in guest speakers. We bring in our child and youth workers to do presentations on the effects of family violence on children. We have the cultural teachings such as the Great Law. We have cultural teachings such as Good Mind, the Ganifrio teaching. We also teach about the Ganomanyo, the Thanksgiving address. We talk about accountability and responsibility. We also talk about things such as personal boundaries, personal barriers. We talk about many subjects, and you know, and part of the power of the group too is that, you know, we also talk about what the group wants to talk about as well, right? So a lot of magic happens in the room when we're all together, and we can share openly, and you know, we can even do even more teachings, right? So that's the basics of what we cover. We cover healthy versus unhealthy relationships, and healthy communication. You know, that's one of the big things that we teach, is not only being able to speak, but to speak in a healthy and positive way, right? So that we can achieve the outcomes that we want. And you know, the biggest outcome is that we want is to eradicate family violence, to eradicate domestic violence. You know, to start treating each other, you know, the way Sequoia Diso intended us to treat each other. You know, and that's with love and respect.
So, can you remind us once again, Mike, how it is that we go about getting hold of your program?
Okay, so what you do is you would call our lovely intake workers and schedule an appointment to do a Ganokoshwa intake. Our number is 519-445-4324. And then you would ask them to be referred to the Oha Heal program. You have to go through the process of doing that intake, and then we would schedule a Oha Heal appointment for you, and then we would discuss getting a referral into the program. So it's a two-step process.
And when is it again in June that you're going to be doing you're starting your program?
Yeah, we're starting the next program right now. We're only announcing one ahead just because of the times right now. So our next program starts June 15th and runs every Monday. Unless there's a holiday on that Monday, then we'll switch over to the Tuesday. But we're starting June 15th, and we're running to August 17th.
Excellent.
Every Monday from 6 to 9.
Oh, right on. Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Jamie, very much for that terrific information.
Sinyal for allowing us the opportunity to gush about Ganokoshwa and gush about our Oha Heal program. We're trying really hard on here.
Well, we wish you the best of success with your program.
All right, Nyal and Al, I really appreciate it.
Thanks again. Stay well.
You too.
Bye-bye. The comments on the program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZFM.
Nate Nangan asks, what town she used to name what Renwata? 100.3 or say then who win again, Joe? Nick what to Nate, CKRZ Gayaso. Nate and Nate Aguego, nah, hey, Nihon Wenza gay, Nick what to Nate, they were gone, huh? On wow, man.
The program you've just heard was an encore presentation of CKRZ.